It was an historic moment at the Salisbury City Council last night. With the mundane language that often accompanies legislative action, Council President Jake Day called the vote to divide the City Council up into five separate districts with two minority-majority districts.
All those in favor of Resolution 2443, please signify your support by saying aye.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The motion passes.
Council President Day said this was not an issue of politics.
Morally, I think it's the right thing to do because you are giving people a greater chance of being elected to serve their community from their neighborhood and a greater chance to access their elected official and their representative.
With a changing racial composition of the city, including an African-American population that is now over 30%, Mayor Jim Ireton said this was an important step forward. And Council Member Shaney Shields, who represents the current minority-majority District 1, said she hopes to see greater diversity on the council in the years ahead.
Like the mayor said, we have a growing other minorities that I like to see sit behind this desk: Hispanics, Asians, Indians, Haitian Creole populations growing rapidly, and give them opportunities to represent their cultures and their people.
The plan essentially replaces the one that was approved by the previous council majority led by then-President Terry Cohen, which provided for expanding the number of representatives in the minority-majority district from one to two. It would have also shrunk the traditional at-large district down to three seats. And the last voice remaining of the former majority spoke out against the plan. Councilmember Tim Spies warned that special interests could overwhelm a district, handpicking the candidate of their choice. He was quick to say that he would not name them, but the result, he warned, would be no change in the racial composition of the city council.
We'll be overwhelmed by the money that non-African Americans put into whatever candidate they decide to put up. I think that we will perennially see four white faces here with one black face. I don't think that's going to change because of this.
But something else may have happened last night. The end of the presence of the old majority. It first emerged with the election of Debbie Campbell and the fight over the 4-2 legislation that limited the number of unrelated people who could live in a rental unit. With Campbell's electoral loss and Cohen's sudden departure this year due to personal obligations, the last member of that majority recognized it had run its course. Councilmember Tim Spies.
So again, I leave you with this grand experiment, and I know that this term will be my last because Councilman Heath, Councilman Day, and myself all live in one district according to this new map. So if I were to go up against Councilman Day, done deal, Councilman Day is coming back. Chances are Councilman Heath will come back as well, and I will retire into the obscurity.
Spies also suggested that there had been members on the council who were handpicked by special interests, and even though he did not name them, two key interests in the city have been landlords and developers. Spies had this final thought for the voters of the city.
Keep an eye out. Make sure that you're not being pulled by the nose by somebody who has a special interest in getting land, in getting changes in our count, in our ordinances, to try to make it easier or more lucrative for those special interests.
Meanwhile, the newest council member, Jack Heath, who took over Cohen's seat, announced that he would support the new plan.
We have no crystal balls. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. I think that we have to make sure that those people that want to run and want to represent the people in their district get that opportunity to do that.
He said that while he could not know what impact special interest money would have, he said he was confident that this would give voters a better chance to elect representatives from their community. In the past, a number of city leaders have expressed concern that many in the community were reluctant to run for the council in what has become some of those fractious times in the city's political history. But Council President Jake Day noted there had been a great deal of interest in filling Cohen's seat, drawing 12 applicants with diverse backgrounds.
Of the candidates who raised their hand to fill Ms. Cohen's seat, I saw 12 people committed to their community, none of whom represented special interests as far as I could tell, all of whom wanted to give everything they could and as a body represented diversity and represented a far larger group than has ever raised their hand for public office in Salisbury before, 12 people.
The plan must still be approved by a federal court, but if it goes into effect, it will dramatically change the political landscape of the city of Salisbury. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.